As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, every week at this time, we do a segment called Lawyer Up. It's Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this program, president of Lanier Law Group. She goes inside the numbers on several legal cases and solves them. Lisa, hello and how are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Good. It's great to talk to you. We have a late breaking story, and I know I'm the only one that's going to be on the side of these concert goers. Now, they're loons. Okay. Just like I'm always the only one on the side of the people that do the class action lawsuits for...
My burger doesn't look like that burger in the picture.
My Burger King burger doesn't look like that burger. Or my Reese's cup doesn't look like the Reese's cup on the packaging.
There's no face on the face.
That's right.
But, oh, yeah, you always love the loons.
You're a loon lover.
Move to strike. Today, a couple of fans of Madonna who went to her concert a little over a month ago in New York City want to sue Madonna because, and they filed this in Brooklyn Federal Court, Michael Fellows and Jonathan Haddon bought tickets to the show at the Barclays Center, part of Madonna's celebration tour. The show was advertised to start at 8:30. Madonna got on the stage at 10:45. That's 2 hours and 15 minutes late, and it caused them to have to stay up till past 1 a.m., then try to get back home. They didn't get until bed till 2:30, and then it was late, and they had work the next day, and they were like, this is not right. She just delayed for 2 hours and 15 minutes for no good reason. She didn't even apologize. It's unconscionable that these artists are allowed to do this, so they want to strike a blow for the fan. And I'm with them because I don't think that's right. And apparently Madonna's been late to most of her shows on this tour. However, this was the most egregious of those, over 2 hours late. Does the consumer, does the ticket holder have any protection here, Lisa, or is this just going to go away?
No, it's going to go away. And it's not the first time that Madonna has been sued for this. It's actually the third time that fans have sued her for this. And the fans lose every time, but, you know, it's a match, just don't care, and she just don't show up when she shows up. But
That's not right.
Yeah, so the idea is that delays are common in live music, not just Madonna, in general, and that it's, you know, there's all that fine print in the the ticket, and they don't guarantee that the artist, that the, you know, the main artist, because there's always opening acts and, you know, other things, and there's sometimes it has to do, sometimes it's not the artist, but it has to do with, you know, issues that have come up with the soundstage or, you know, that sort of thing. So, no, I mean, this, she was sued in 2019 in Florida and in 2020 in New York. Both were dismissed. This one will be too. These guys just, you know, I have a rule. I love live music. I go see all kinds of great live music. But I have a rule now that I'm older. I don't go on a weeknight because it's just, it is. It's terrible. You know, I can't stay up as late as I used to. These guys need to think about that. Just be reasonable. Wait and see some, you know, shows on the weekend when you can sleep in.
Preach.
Wow. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Wow, you just showed Kelly. Wow.
Wait a minute.
Man, I haven't seen an owning like that in a while. Why don't you be an adult and make better decisions?
Well, wait a minute.
Oh. I know you can't do this anymore, but crotch point.
Well, listen, I agree with you that if I'm going to go see live music, which I don't see as much as most, okay, I would go on a Friday or Saturday night. But if you're a huge Madonna fan and you live in Brooklyn and the only night you can go or the only night she's doing a show there is Tuesday,
You're stuck.
You know, you want to buy a ticket to the show. I just think.
You know what I would think, too, by the way, not to, to interrupt your flow, is Madonna's attorneys, if they ever do get to court, could say you could have left at any time. You didn't have to stay until 2:30.
Well, of course, but if you've paid probably a couple hundred dollars for the ticket.
True.
And the show should be over at the time it's starting. It should end by 11. That's what they counted.
She also gave him, if she played that late, she gave him way more than they were probably advertised to get. I mean, she played for a long time, right?
So. Well, yeah. I just feel like it's the only thing in life where somebody can go, well, it's going to start at 8:30, and, oh, okay, I'm just not going to go. And she just doesn't care. You know, it's not like she's delayed or whatever. She's just like, I don't care. Guns N' Roses used to be the one.
It's just part of the culture sometimes.
It's just how it is.
Well, plan for it. I mean, if you're a fan of these bands that do that, just take the next day off.
It's, you know what, it's concerts and doctor visits. I mean, how many times have you gone to the doctor for, you know, your 9:45 appointment and you get seen at like 11?
Yeah, you go yell at your proctologist, Kelly?
Of course I've been to my proctologist and had to wait. Of course, yes, yes.
They're washing their hands. I don't mind waiting. Yeah.
Yes. But we as consumers should not stand for this. We should say, no, this has to start. We have to stop this. It's the same with the advertising that is not true with the Whopper and the Reese's Cup. I'm the only one. Me and five other loons are the only ones out there screaming for this. But I'm still screaming for him. All right, I knew it. I knew what she was going to say. And I put my head on the guillotine anyway, and yeah. I knew what she was going to say.
Lisa, don't these lawyers from look at other states and say, we're not taking this case because you're going to lose?
But the problem,
you know, and this one was in New York where it's already been tossed out. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, they should. I don't even know if these guys have lawyers. I assume they do. Sometimes one of the litigants will actually be a lawyer. I've seen that several times in these class action suits. And it's just somebody that just thinks he can, I guess, change the law or something and get a different result this time. But right. I don't think so. It's too much of an accepted standard in the music industry for, you know, there to be these delays.
It's not right.
It's
rude. It's not right. We're plunking down good money, and they should be on time. Late is rude. And would you tell Biggie to stop pointing at his crotch? He has been pointing at his crotch this entire time. Story about marijuana here today. It's had me up nights for the last 4 or 5 days. We've talked about this.
Usually makes you sleep.
You get the wrong stuff.
There's a woman.
Is this the Great Delta 9 caper?
It is. Catherine Butterett went to lunch in Charlotte, North Carolina at a place called the Common Market. This is a place that apparently has a lot of good food places and just shops where you can buy sandwiches and whatnot. And as she was getting ready to pay, she and her fiancé had her 6-year-old son there, and the 6-year-old boy was pointing at some candy behind the counter and said, I want that. And she said, oh, it's Skittles. It looks good. Okay, fine. And so she just
freeze-dried Skittles, we learned.
Freeze-dried Skittles. So,
which apparently is a thing.
She buys it for the boy. The boy is 6 years old. And she said, full disclosure, he went to town on those Skittles now. He was eating those for a while. After a bit, he said, my head feels wobbly. I feel off. And the boyfriend said, you know what you got him there is some Delta 9.
The kid's high as a kite.
That's our biggest number.
The mom says, I don't know what you're talking about. And the guy says, you know, Delta 9, that's pot. That's marijuana. Which it is, some sort of chemically laced food.
THC.
THC.
It's a cannabinoid. Yeah.
You've got a cannabinoid on your hands, is what the boyfriend said. And the mom's like, I thought my child was dying. Now, the kid's okay. They went to the hospital, and he came down off a bad trip. But the mom is just basically saying, and it's not even a lawsuit or anything yet, but the mom is saying, I think the guy behind the counter should have told me, you're buying marijuana laced or cannabinoids for a 6-year-old. What the guy behind the counter did was just sell it to her because, of course, she's of age to buy that.
She said one bag of those.
Exactly. So what do you think, Lisa? And they're looking into it now at the Common Market, maybe now keeping it well away from children so they can't see it. What are your thoughts about it?
The Common Market is a pretty cool place, by the way, so I may have to recuse myself. I like that place.
I was railing against them all week.
I said how great it was, too, Lisa.
All week I've been saying, how can they do this?
I like that place a lot. Yeah, I have an office in Charlotte. Every time I'm there, I go to the Common Market.
Oh, really? So you know, it. Yeah, okay, right.
And they have these great little gummies, by the way.
Kelly, that's...
All right.
That sounds like what you're looking for.
Okay.
What they decided at the Common Market was that apparently... they did some training and stuff with their staff because I think they had it displayed up on the top of the counter instead of behind the glass. Mm-hmm. That's the best I could tell from the descriptions. But they're going to make sure that it's displayed, you know, behind the glass with proper, you know, more prominent warnings about what it is or whatever. Right. I think it said that it was Delta 9 or whatever, but I don't think this woman maybe knew what that was or something. And so, you know, the thing was, the sales clerk sells it to an adult, not a kid. I think that, you know, hugely different situation if they sold a bag of these things directly to the kid.
Of course.
But the sales clerk doesn't know that she's buying it for the kid, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, I don't think the sales clerk has the issue. I think more, if anything, it would have to do with a failure to warn about, you know, what this product is. And that's going to come down to what their signage was, and I don't know. Mm. And they're not legally required to keep it behind glass. That's just a new measure that they're taking to kind of give that extra little clue to consumers that, hey, this is something different. You know?
Interesting, yeah. They don't even
That's how we do Biggie.
Yeah, we keep him behind glass. We don't have to.
But he's different.
We do.
Right,
for safety.
Yeah.
We want those that come through to know, there's a little something different about this one. We're going to keep him behind.
For his safety and ours.
It's adult only.
I don't think this lady is planning on suing. You know, the kid recovered fully after, I mean, he really just felt funny and she got him checked out and he was fine. So there wasn't some big injury or anything. So I don't think she's going to sue anybody. And I think, you know, she spoke out so people would be aware of buying, you know, about buying gummies. And then I think the common market had a good response too, because they're like, hey, we get it. You know, yeah. We're going to really put some extra warnings and train our people, you know, extra.
Yeah.
They so did. Maybe it's a good thing all the way around.
They did seem to handle it well. I mean, because they did say, we're going to move this and we hear what you're saying. And so I commend the common market for doing this. The bag in question had a Rastafarian on the front of it and a little tiny pot leaf in the bottom.
Not the traditional rainbow.
No, it was not. You could tell these are not the traditional Skittles. They're freeze-dried.
Well, that's kind of a clue there to the consumer. Hey, yep. You know. I mean,
if it's on anybody, it's on the mom.
Well, yeah.
All of this.
Even her boyfriend said, that kid's
He said, what you got here?
That kid's hot.
The good stuff.
Take that kid to the hospital and give me that back.
You got the nine.
You bought those for me.
Yeah.
You got the nine, baby.
Kid's Bogarting my stash over
the kid?
What's going on here, right?
A waste.